Good morning and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Saturday, April 27th. On today's show, we uncover the truth behind the mysterious clusters seen on the red planet as ESA unveils whether there are spiders on Mars. Plus, we present our newest drill sample, Glasgow, from Sol's 2756-2757. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. We start off with a fascinating story about mysterious spider-like clusters spotted on Mars. Joining me now is our correspondent, who's been following this story closely. So tell us about these intriguing images captured by the European Space Agency.
That's right, David. The European Space Agency, or ESA, recently shared images of dark spider-like features on the Martian surface. These clusters were spotted near a region known as Inca City. At first glance, they might resemble some sort of alien life form or perhaps even actual spiders. However, ESA has provided an explanation for these curious formations.
Well, that certainly sounds intriguing. What is the scientific explanation behind these spider-like clusters on Mars?
According to ESA, these dark features are actually formed by a natural process that occurs during the Martian spring. As the sun shines on the layers of carbon dioxide that have been deposited over the dark winter months, it causes these unique patterns to emerge. The carbon dioxide, also known as dry ice, sublimates directly from a solid to a gas when exposed to sunlight, creating these spider-like shapes on the surface.
That's fascinating. So, these formations are essentially a result of seasonal changes on Mars. Can you tell us a bit more about the process of sublimation and how it contributes to these unusual features?
Certainly, David. Sublimation is a process where a substance transitions directly from a solid state to a gaseous state, skipping the liquid phase altogether. In the case of Mars, the carbon dioxide ice that accumulates during the cold winter months is subjected to this process. As the Martian spring arrives and the sun's rays penetrate the thin atmosphere, the ice begins to sublimate, causing the formation of these spider-like patterns. It's a unique geological phenomenon that highlights the dynamic nature of Mars' seasonal cycles.
It's amazing to think about the complex processes that shape the Martian landscape. How do these findings contribute to our overall understanding of Mars and its environment?
These observations provide valuable insights into the Martian climate and the role of carbon dioxide in shaping the planet's surface features. By studying these spider-like clusters and the sublimation process, scientists can better understand the seasonal changes and the movement of carbon dioxide on Mars. This knowledge helps us piece together the puzzle of Mars' past and present, and it also has implications for the potential presence of water ice beneath the surface. As we continue to explore and analyze these fascinating features, we can deepen our understanding of the red planet and its unique characteristics.
It's incredible to see how advanced space exploration technology allows us to make such detailed observations of Mars from here on Earth. These findings remind us of the wonders that still await discovery on our neighboring planet. And speaking of new discoveries, NASA's Curiosity rover has successfully drilled its 26th hole on Mars, this time at a target nicknamed Glasgow in the Glen Torridon region. This comes just over a month after drilling at the Edinburgh site. For more on this latest drilling mission and what scientists hope to learn, we turn to our Mars correspondent. So what can you tell us about this new sample from the Glasgow site?
This is an exciting development for the Curiosity mission. After the successful drilling, the next key step is what's called portion characterization. This is where the rover's robotic arm will drop a few portions of the drill powder onto a surface. MassCam will image the powder before and after to check the quality of the sample before eventually delivering it to the Chemin and SAM instruments onboard Curiosity for detailed chemical and mineralogical analysis.
In addition to the drilling and portion characterization, what other science activities are planned while Curiosity is at this Glasgow site?
The mission team has a full slate of remote sensing observations on the agenda to study the surrounding rocks and environment. The rover's ChemCam laser instrument will zap four different bedrock targets, some with nodular textures and some without. Analyzing the chemistry of these contrasting textures could provide clues about past water interactions. ChemCam will also acquire a long-distance image of an intriguing nodular rock in the nearby pediment cap layer.
What about the rover's cameras? How will they be used to document the drilling site and surrounding terrain?
MassCam will be very busy, capturing a large mosaic of a trough feature to continue coverage from the previous plan. Part of this mosaic will expand the high-resolution imaging of the workspace to help target interesting features in future plans. The MARTI camera underneath the rover will also snap an image as a baseline for monitoring changes around the drill site over time. And of course, a suite of environmental observations are included to characterize atmospheric conditions, especially important as we enter the dustier time of year on Mars.
It certainly sounds like the science team is making the most of this time at Glasgow while also looking ahead to what secrets the drill sample may reveal. Thanks for that report. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.